Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Do it live!
Quick shot wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
And then you say, Bill O'Reilly, we have a traffic update from Keith.
Yes, that accident Gary was calling in about was probably on Highway 80 headed towards the airport.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of 80 westbound, westbound.
All right.
80 westbound. Is that before or after the airport?
That's before the airport, right off the freeway. It's backed up to the interchange there.
Oh, my goodness. All right, southbound 65, not a good place to be. And, man, if you got a ticket on a flight and you're just sitting there not moving, that's got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, you can't even get off at this point here and go in all different directions.
We appreciate the info, Keith. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good morning.
What an ironic time for him to call.
And now, a star is born. On January 23rd, 1951, the world welcomed little baby Sully Sullenberger. Everyone realized the pilot's potential to be a hero when his mother's water broke and he landed right on top of it. Sully Sullenberger, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Republican plan to end the partial government shutdown gets a vote in the Senate tomorrow. If that fails, they'll vote on the Democrats' plan.
The president's plan would reopen the government, provide $5.7 billion for a portion of his border barrier, and give 3 years of legal protection to DACA recipients and thousands of other immigrants living in the U.S. Democratic leaders rejected the president's proposal and are pushing their own bill, which would fund the government through February 8th and give Congress more time to negotiate border security.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in D.C. A week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. Union President Alex Caputo Pearl tells members at a rally downtown,
"It is very rare that you go to the bargaining table with as many demands that we had, and you win almost every single one of them."
There's a 6% pay hike, more support staff, and a commitment to smaller class sizes. Teachers and students are expected back in school today. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio show whose characters are spacey, spaced out, and just plain spaceballs. With Greg Budell.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Jay Scott.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Emily Hayes.
No, Bob. No. The trouble I see.
Bailey, the wonder dog.
Hey, the Schwartz be with you.
And Rich Thomas.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
So buckle your seatbelt because we're going into ludicrous drive. It's three men and a lady.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my raccoon gal. Send me a kiss by water. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
Remember, never double dip your space balls. Yeah, and it didn't really make much sense. Closing in on the Gumshoals this Saturday, getting another hour closer at 7.
Oh, my mic wasn't on.
I forgot. Don't take it personally.
I'm a ball of emotion.
I understand that, and you're right. I just forgot.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Okay, Miss Frosty Pajamas, 2019. First thing this hour at 7:05.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Windy out there this morning as the storm system approaches, and the winds are gusting to 27 miles per hour right now. And it's warmer at this hour here at the 7 o'clock hour than it was all day yesterday. We're at 60 right now. Showers and thunderstorms become likely today. The rain is mostly in West Alabama right now, but the showers and storm chances are particularly strong in the afternoon and evening hours. A few could be strong. Locally heavy downpours. Portions of South and Southwest Alabama are under a marginal severe weather risk, even a stronger risk near the Mobile area, so we'll be watching the radar carefully. Locally, heavy rainfall, 1.5 inches of rain, not out of the question. Windy, of course, with a high around 66. Colder tonight. Rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry down the back end. Not a big deal. Most people will be sleeping. Low 37. Then tomorrow, windy, cold, high 48. Down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday, very chilly, mid-40s. We'll be in the 20s on Friday night. And then Saturday, high temperature in the lower 50s with sunshine and mostly sunny on Sunday with a high around 54. Right now, as I mentioned, cloudy. We have a 95-foot, the clouds are around 10,000 feet. It's broken, windy. And 60 degrees now, 707.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Every time Rich says windy, because you looked at me funny, but every time he says windy, and I've told you this before, it just automatically starts playing in my head.
Everyone knows it's windy.
Yes. And
boom, boom, boom.
Let me thank you for the wedding forecast.
I did a corny Valentine many years ago for someone named Mindy. And I wrote, I'm not telling you. If you're going to start snorting.
I didn't snort.
When I share a corny moment from my life, I just won't tell these silly stories.
Tell it. Stop it now.
Snorts on demand. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
God bless it.
No, I wrote a Valentine that you could sing to the song Windy, except it was Mindy. Everyone knows it's Mindy. Why do I choose to announce stupid moments from my past like I do? All right, we are gearing up for Random Facts.
Yeah.
We'll have a $10 Food Outlet gift card to give away with our pop quiz, so don't miss a single scintillating moment. For those in the market for a home, what you want is a mortgage professional. I will never understand how anybody can sit down in front of their computer and literally submit the entirety of their life to someone they cannot see, some invisible person, trusting them with all that information for a mortgage. Because unless you're buying across the country, if you're buying within the area that you currently live, you're so much better off having a hardworking professional like Morris Capuano take care of all the details for you. And especially, boy, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer. And sadly, there are many people who could be first-time home buyers, but just are paralyzed by fear. It's crazy. Well, I've got a credit issue, or we don't have a big down payment. So don't write yourself out of the picture. Now that Morris has teamed up with Renaissance Bank, many people who thought they were not buyers have found themselves to be buyers. He's done some amazing things, but he'll never put anybody in a position where they're house poor. You know what I mean? To get them a mortgage that basically eliminates buying furniture and other expenditures. He does it so that you're excited about the purchase of a home and not anxious about it. There's nobody better. 409-9300 is the number to call to get the ball rolling. 409-9300. Morris now partnered up with Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number happens to be, in case anybody asks, 402-669. Traffic, your local news. And then I think I do have a convoluted intro.
Well, hallelujah.
I was going to stop after yesterday, but...
Sure. Yeah, every day's the last day. Yeah.
Well,
ever.
It might be. It might be. Could have had the last breakfast I'll ever bring in today. We just don't know these things.
Stop it. Hashtag flange.
Oh, man. God bless Rick Clark. God bless David Fagan, everybody else that's worked so hard in this ongoing drama, bathroom drama. At that convenient time of 7-Eleven, let's get back to Mr. Balakian.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a good day to be traveling to work or school this morning, except if you are on I-65 at the Selma Highway. We've got an accident with injury. Haynes Ambulance and other emergency personnel responding to that accident. Be careful if you're in that area. That will slow you down. But if you're on 65 headed north or south, otherwise you're looking really good. 85 is a speed limit ride as well. No problems on the 31s. And believe it or not, the boulevard is moving along smoother than normal this morning, so be careful out there. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them. This hour's headlines. Trump and Putin discovered to be half-brothers. This just in, life found on Mars. And Jesus Christ spotted in Tupelo, Mississippi. BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is.
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is.
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day Wednesday.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
And now, would you like one hump or two with your...
Rand.
What hump?
Even better. Oh, did you know the autopsy for Martin Luther King Jr. revealed that even though he was only 39 years old when he died, he had the heart of a 60-year-old man.
Ooh.
Which was most likely related to stress.
Yeah.
How about that?
Whew.
Don't worry, it gets worse from here.
Yeah, I always started off on a positive note, Jay.
Did you know that Sumerian women were using a form of makeup roughly 5,000 years ago? They would crush gemstones and use it to decorate their lips and around their eyes, similarly to today's makeup.
Was this, how did this whole makeup phenomenon begin? Because men generally don't use it.
Were wearing makeup.
Who was the first man who walked up to a woman and said, "You sure is ugly," and said, "You need makeup"? You
didn't men wear makeup before women did?
Well,
there was war paint. It was war paint.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it was war paint.
In fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, I've heard women use that term.
My dad calls it war paint.
Before they go out.
Right.
Gotta go put your war paint on, Lou.
And it was to intimidate the other guys, right?
Right, but not even. But I'm talking as a
cosmetic
form of
beauty. Cosmetic form of beauty.
I thought men wore it first. Powdered faces and lipstick when they were wearing their powdered wigs and going to courts and stuff like that or whatever it was.
Oh, I don't know. See what you're saying.
This is going way back.
And like also way back, you know, the paler your skin was, I think indicated the amount of wealth you had because you didn't have to be out in the sun working.
You. Yeah.
And so the paler, the fairer, the better.
Also back then,
I'm done with that.
It wasn't the thinner folks who were thought of as grandiose because if you had a lot of weight, that meant you were able to eat and you were profitable.
God, I would have been such a hit in those days.
Right? Look at that guy. He must be a millionaire. Yeah. Did you know that the Americas have a small cat called the Jaguarundi? Jaguarundi.
I've heard of this.
And it's beginning to have more sightings in the U.S. along the U.S.-Mexico border after having not been seen in a very long time. There's also been sightings in Florida and Alabama. The Jaguarundi.
Go get it, baby.
I don't know what it looks like, but I'll have to Google it later. Did you know the two-stage, 119.5-second pour for Guinness beer is suggested because standard beer glasses are the wrong shape and fluid vortexes make the beer take too long to settle? A more appropriate glass shape would be something along the lines of a martini glass. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yes.
Meow.
Yes.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. I'm going to go put on my makeup.
Yeah.
And have my martini.
That's my pinky extends.
Before I hit the courts with Lovey. Oh, gosh. Did you know the donut dollies? The donut dollies were women who volunteered during World War II to entertain the troops with dancing and conversation and
donuts.
They even deployed to active military zones. The donut dollies. Did you know the maggots inside the... It's a specific kind of cheese. It's called the Casu Marzu.
Don't double dip in that.
These maggots can jump up distances to 15 centimeters when they're disturbed.
This is just gross, Jay.
So diners will hold their hands above the bread that the cheese is spread upon to prevent them from leaping away.
That makes complete sense because...
That makes me want to vomit.
If you're making like a peanut butter and jelly, sometimes I'll throw a very thin slice of Velveeta over that.
Ew.
And I always keep my hand over it so the Velveeta doesn't jump off.
Nothing grosses us out anymore because after seeing the movie we saw Monday, right?
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Really?
The way that they had the things they had to endure and the creatures they had to endure.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And it's all real footage. You forget that. I think you forget that when you're watching it because it's so well restored.
Yeah.
And the sound effects and everything else that are it's there. Real. I think you sort of forget that it's seeing actual footage.
Yeah.
You're seeing real footage.
I saw America in Color last night for the first time.
Oh, really? How did you like it?
It's great. America has fun on the Smithsonian Channel. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know Rebecca Heinemann was the...
Keep on going. I was just looking.
Yeah, well, when you do that little crane neck thing...
So what about this,
like,
Rebecca Heinemann?
What are you doing? Whoa!
Heineken? Rebecca's Heineken? No. Go ahead. What's the deal?
She was the first person ever to win a national video game competition. She was won the National Space Invaders Championship in 1980.
And Jay has a poster of her.
Yeah. Autographed. I have no idea. I wonder how old she was when she did
y'all! At the Walmart.
At the Walmart?
Y'all at the Walmart.
What about the
there
Walmart?
Is the coolest thing ever. And if I had the disposable income, I would get it. It's like a Galaga machine.
Oh, the one-up arcade thing? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little mini. It's
only about this tall?
No, it's about 3-4 feet.
My hand and your hand are...
You know what they're talking about, Rich?
No,
anyway, and you can play...
With the two youths.
It's all amazing.
I know.
It's an arcade cabinet, you know, like you'd see in the arcades, but not full size. It's scaled down to about that big.
Right there, about 3-4 feet.
When we were kids, we had checkers.
What do you do with it?
You play arcade games, and you relive your youth when you didn't have to pay bills and worry about crap.
It's about $250, though.
It's $300.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Note to self.
But it's awesome, and that would be a good Christmas present for someone.
I think that would look great in your double wide.
Double wide?
Anybody's double wide. That didn't mean that. Because it doesn't take up a lot of space.
Right.
It's handy fun.
So when are you guys moving into the double?
We just took the wheels off.
Permanent, huh?
Yeah.
Settling down?
Putting roots down.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do a cordectomy.
Cordectomy? Oh.
Why do they make office chairs with wheels that have slots?
Oh, yeah. The mic cords. I had that problem downstairs.
I'm rolling around and I'm grinding up my headphone cord. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He looks like he's doing a rain dance in here, y'all.
I look like I don't know where I am, what my purpose for being here is. I don't know, you know. I'm there. I'm the lost old man on the radio.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah.
You're having a Stockdale moment.
That's it. Back to you, Jay. Whatever your name is.
Did you know scoring on bread loaves was originally so families could find their loaves after baking in community ovens?
What do you mean scoring?
Like when you take a knife and you make an incision
sort of,
on the top, X.
Okay.
Like with a sourdough loaf, when you go to put it in there, you just I worked at a cafe where I had to do that.
Gotcha.
What cafe did you work at?
The New Moon Cafe in Aiken, South Carolina.
Wow.
I had to bake the breads.
Yeah.
You did pretty good with that little pastry bake thing you did for us.
That's what I was going to do for y'all Friday, but it seemed like I...
You can still do that.
Down.
I'll eat the hell out of that stuff. It was fantastic.
All right.
Who shut you down?
Not you two.
Was it not approved downstairs?
Admiral Stockdale over there.
In the Navy.
Did you know that Dave Bickler...
Dave Bickler.
Sound
Dave
familiar?
Bickler.
Dave Bickler. He's the vocalist for Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
He's also the vocalist for...
What are you
Real Men of Genius.
Is that right?
Yes. Was that your random fact?
That's him, yeah.
Holy crap! I got it before he said it out loud, Roll Tide.
He was the vocalist for those...
microphone down?
Just a tad.
But like commercials... That's funny.
It's when I realized that I wasn't listening to you in stereo, like through my left headphone cup and my right. I was hearing you in the center of my head.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm a ball of emotion.
Did you know that
that's what the world is today?
Hey, hey.
It's probably confusion, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know the Hubble telescope captured the largest and sharpest view ever of the Andromeda Galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
A cropped version of this image contains 1.5 billion pixels.
Billion?
And is over 4 gigs to download. You would need 600 HD television screens to display it.
Well, Rich is already set up for that.
So Rich would have space left over.
Yeah. Can you imagine back at 800 baud when you were in the modem era, what that would...
Don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, that's right. Don't pick up the phone. Mom, get off the phone.
Yep. I want to use the internet.
Are you okay?
It happened again.
Oh, no.
I'm going to need Don Duncan here to work on the tires on this chair.
Lord.
And finally,
mm-hmm.
Did you know another Martin Luther King Jr. fact for you? He was allowed to attend Morehouse College at the age of 15.
Oh.
There was a classroom shortage at Morehouse. They issued a statement saying that they would accept any high school juniors who could pass the entrance exam. This was during World War II because there was a lot of students who were going off to enlist.
Oh.
And so they're like, we'll take you if you can pass the entrance exam. He was able to pass the entrance exam, and he did that at 15 years old.
Wow.
How about that, Steph?
That is something I did not know.
And side note, his actual name was Michael, but his father changed it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. His name was Michael Luther King, or Michael King, I think. Mm-hmm. But his father...
Respected.
Changed the name after he had visited,
But it's after Martin Luther.
Yeah, Martin, after he...
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to do with that. I don't know if he did a visit, or he read up, or something. I don't know what it was, but that's when he changed his son's name.
Very interesting.
Powerful 95 thesis.
So there are your random facts.
Yay! And as always, Jay, they were absolutely...
Fascinating.
So, I don't know what you remembered of those. It was more your chair and your plug.
I did spend an inordinate amount of time during Random Facts pulling things out of cracks. It's just... it does suck some of the joy out of the event. Now, we will do... You guys caucus on a potential pop.
Potential questions, but
in the meantime, let's go shopping at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. We all have that first vehicle in our life. We mostly remember it kind of fondly. And when you compare it to what a new driver today is going to have a chance to drive, man, it's like between primitive times and modern, because even vehicles that are 10 years old or older at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, look like they just rolled off the assembly line. I present the evidence here at jackingram.com. In that under 10 category, these cars look amazing. Most importantly, though, we've all been fooled by something that looked really good on the outside and did not have much going on under the hood, so to speak. And this is why everything here looks great, but most importantly, has an engine that has been vetted thoroughly by the Ingram team of mechanics. Because David Ingram's mandate is, we're not reselling somebody else's troubles here. That's not what we're in business to do. Bad for business when somebody... And now, they do have a return policy. Mm-hmm. And you can talk to Tip Tames about that. But, man, they have an excellent number of choices, under $10,000, from small sedans to something big and protective like that 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. Depends on what you want, but they've got it, it's reliable, and it looks great at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We are 3-time purchasers. That's not a brag, that's just to let you know. I don't ask you to spend your money where I haven't been willing to spend my own, not once, not twice, but 3 times. 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are ready to launch today's pop quiz question from something based on random facts. Jay, what is that question going to be?
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that there were a group of women who volunteered during World War II to entertain the troops with dancing and conversation. And should I say the other thing? It kind of gives it away, but I might as well.
No.
No.
Really? No?
No?
All right, fine. What was the name of these women?
They were kind of like the USO, but they weren't the USO. Who were those women?
Tarts?
The Sumerians. No, that was the women with the makeup 5,000 years ago. Never mind.
Okay, 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. For those of you listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's Audio Code 3-3-4-2-7-2-9-2-2-8. First caller with the correct answer wins. 272-9228. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a good day to be traveling this morning. Things are running real smooth this morning, except at I-65 and Highway 80. That's the Selma Highway. We have an accident with injury on the entrance ramp to Highway 80. So be careful. It's going to tie you up if you're on I-65, but you'll get right on through there and move on south with no problems. Around the boulevard, it's extra smooth this morning. Don't understand that, but you're going to slow down at the traffic lights, and that's it. The 31s all look good. Keep in mind, school zones are active this morning. They're building traffic up around the schools, and the buses are running. So be careful, look out for the kids. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's have that happy music, because we're going to find ourselves a winner here on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question, and our first person to try it is Betsy. Morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Do you have the answer to the question?
I believe the answer is Donut Dolly.
That's it.
That is absolutely correct.
Yay! You are correct.
Donut Dollies.
Yeah. They serve donuts as well. Which is why I didn't say that.
Never heard that till today.
Yeah. That's brand new to me, too, and I pretty much know everything. But that's the fun part about random facts, is that you will learn something new every single day. So,
every day.
Betsy, yeah. If you haven't been to Food Outlet, you will learn that you have been wasting money at the big chain stores. Food Outlet cost plus 10 throughout the store. Some great specials this week, and the challenge, the fun of winning this particular contest is to go to Food Outlet and see how far you can stretch that $10 gift card.
Are you a first-time caller?
I've called once or twice. It's kind of a balancing act when you're driving.
Understand.
I think that's a challenge that many of our listeners face, especially at this hour of the morning. But thank you. Wonderful.
Thanks for calling.
And if they're still here, let's say hello to Randall.
Hi, Randall.
Hey, I figured you'd be fed up if I hung up, so I figured I'd hold on for Jalen. Hey, I want to say, Greg, it may have been because you ate that daggum banana off the floor after 10 seconds while you had all them problems while ago. So you may have just doused your own, whatever you call it, fat, man. Crap, I can't believe it, because I was right along with you. I was wanting to drop something on the floor and eat it, too.
But, I am such a good influence on the people that listen to our show and watch us on TV in the morning.
But this is one thing. You do so much cooking for other people. You might as should have skipped that one this morning. Not everybody's going to think that you're not playing. You know, we know how you are. You know, you would do it for your own self, but if you dropped a piece of bacon on the floor, you wouldn't put it up there unless it's for the thieves. I mean, I know you would.
Bacon's
a sore subject.
Ain't it, though? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and I just want to tell...
Now you've given me an evil idea, because next time I bring in bacon, I might leave a couple of pieces there with some matter attached to them that you can't really... Some brown matter that you can't see on a piece of bacon. How about that?
Soak them in laxative or something. Then we'll know.
Then you know who done it.
Then we'll know who took it.
Yeah.
Counselors approach the bench.
Ryan, I was going to tell you, I outstared you through the TV. I don't know, Ryan was just trying to stare me down, and I outdone him. We'll see y'all.
Okay.
There is nobody quite like Randall. Here's Teresa.
Hey.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Teresa.
I didn't hear the random fact this morning, so I would have gotten it wrong, but me being in the military, I thought it was going to be wax because that's what they called them.
Well, a lot of people would have thought that, or USO, right, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Are you in the military currently?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you for serving our country.
Yes.
Well, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Do they still call them that?
by the way? No?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Long time ago.
Yeah, gotcha.
Way before our time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hopefully.
Right.
Thank y'all very much.
Appreciate you calling.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You know, you might look back at some of the documentaries you and I like to watch, and mm-hmm. where they feature the wax, the waves, and so forth, but mm-hmm. so many women, and this would be a great premise for a movie if they want to do something that salutes women without being, you know, like, here's our token effort or whatever. The women who had to fly the bombers over to Europe so the men who were taking them over Germany could, you know, most of those were delivered by... I think the wax.
Now that I didn't know.
And they had some serious adventures because they had to fly kind of the same route that Lindbergh did.
Yeah.
You know, they had to stop in Greenland, most uh-huh. of them, then continue on. It was dangerous work. Not all of them made it. Oh. And somebody needs to kind of dig into that history a little bit and put it out there because they were, you know, 15,000. And maybe a total of 30 between the B-17 and the Liberators.
All right.
That's a lot of planes to fly over to Europe.
Did your mom work, my mom did, in the munitions factories, make, you know, like Rosie the Riveter kind of deal? You know, a lot of women were employed to support the war effort.
My mom was still in her early teens during the war.
I got you.
She didn't. You know, she didn't finish high school, and this is interesting. She went to the same high school, Lakeshore High, in Chicago. That Mel Torme was in her class.
Incredible.
Mel cares Torme. Incredible.
Yeah, Turtlehead was.
Harry Anderson loved
Mel Torme. So, but here's the interesting thing: there was an episode of All in the Family in the 70s, mm-hmm. where Archie is sneaking around, and everybody knows he's up to something, but what? And it turns out he's going to a night school to get his GED.
Ah, I forgot about that.
Because there's a promotion coming where he works, and he has to have that to get the promotion. But he doesn't want to admit that he couldn't finish high school because, if you watch that show, you know that he grew up in depression, poverty, and blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, my mother saw that and said, I wonder if I could do that. So she went to Richard J. Daley College, not far from the house, found out they did have a GED course there, and didn't tell us she was going.
And completed her education?
Got her GED.
How about that?
I was so proud. Prouder of the fact that this issue had been eating at her, and she did something about it, you know? Yeah. Well, it was a great lady. James.
Hi.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
In spite of what you might know about me.
What's up?
Y'all were talking about the maggot cheese. I actually have had the maggot cheese before.
You did what to it?
How they,
he had the maggot cheese.
Oh, he had it? You've had it before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's amazing because it starts off like a wheel of hard Parmesan.
Right.
And they cut a big plug in it, leave it out for about 3 or 4 days, and the flies lay their eggs in the middle.
Oh, Lord.
And then they put the plug back, and then they smoke it for about 6 months.
Oh.
And what happens is it turns from hard to like a brie cheese because they eat and they poop the cheese, and it's amazing that it becomes that soft.
Well, I'd have to ask him to hold the maggots, I'm afraid.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've had better grub before.
Yeah. I've been interested in, I heard about it once, I think in a, I don't know, I was watching television or something and read up on it and saw it being served. And I was like, ooh, because I really like cheese, right? So I'm very curious to try it.
But, you know, and again, Jay, going back to the movie we saw Monday, it's amazing the things that you decide that you will eat.
When you're hungry?
If you're hungry enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyway, y'all guys have a great day, and hope to see y'all later.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Is that over?
So it is 7:40. Holy cow, time flies when you're having fun.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
We're watching the rain in West Alabama now, generally west of a line from Clanton to Selma down to around Thomasville, and it's moving on eastward. Showers and thunderstorms will become likely, especially by the afternoon into the evening hours. The Storm Prediction Center just up updated their severe weather outlook. Now a nice little chunk of western Alabama and all the way up to, let's say, I-65, so covering Much of the area, except for the eastern counties, is in a marginal risk of severe weather this afternoon, and we take this very seriously, especially after what happened Saturday. And then you get closer to the coast, the southwestern counties are in a level 2, what's called a slight risk. So we'll be watching the radar carefully this afternoon, and you can do that on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today, Rich Thomas Weather. And if you had it on Saturday, boy, oh boy, it was great the way it worked. Some locally heavy downpours today. 1.5 inches, not out of the question. Windy, high 66. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of the precipitation before it ends. Not a big deal. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, 48 for a high. The sun is back out. Down to 30 tomorrow night, or Thursday night. Yeah, that's tomorrow night. And then Friday, very chilly, mid-40s for a high. 20s on Friday night. Saturday's high, up to about low 50s with sunshine. Right now this morning, windy with 60 degrees. Southeast winds at 16, gusting to 27 miles per hour. And mostly cloudy skies at 7:42.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
7:42. Uh-huh. What a small world we live in.
Yeah.
Remember how...
Uh-huh.
Who's on the line?
I'm just doing it.
Oh, Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, dude, you had a caller a while ago talking about the cheese with the maggots.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to throw up.
But he made it funny, and I don't think any of y'all caught it.
Because I took my headphones off.
Yeah. He was talking about maggots and the cheese. He said he's had better grub before.
Right, because he's eating grubs. Right, yeah, right. No.
No, I got you.
I knew where he was going with that one, that he's probably eating grubs, mm-hmm. which I have never tried that one. But
gross.
Your grub is almost... identical to a maggot.
Or the chocolate-covered crickets and ants and stuff like that. I've never tried any of that stuff.
No.
They sell, they're a big item, fried grasshoppers at the Seattle Mariners baseball games.
Hey, Emily?
Yes?
Congratulations on your coming wedding.
On the gumptuals. Thank you so much, Cooter.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there. You can give my... invitation to somebody else, I guess, but I won't be able to make it.
Well, keep listening, because for the truth or baloney, we're going to give away 2 tickets to Emily's wedding.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Did I miss something?
We're not giving away.
No. She looked at you like, what? Hey, can we briefly mention before we forget our word?
Oh,
while she stares at Jay.
What?
And demands whatever it costs per person. the word of our day is dry.
Dry was yesterday.
No, it's dry season. Today, it's believe it or not, it's dry season. Today.
Oh.
Dry season.
Really?
Is our word of the day. So yesterday was dry, so today it's dry season. That's when you need to know if you want to win a bobblehead. All right? And you go to our website, richthomasweathernetwork.com. You go to newstalk93.1.com, which website? And you put in dry season where you click on the bobblehead thing, and then you put in your email address, and you could be a random winner. Rich and Shane bobblehead, which you could knock the heads off if you want. Some people have.
And then pick them up off the floor after 5 seconds and eat them.
Oh, my gosh.
I posted that Throwback Wednesday picture of...
Way back Wednesday. Throwback Thursday. Way back Wednesday.
Way back? Let me edit that. That's much better than what I...
Well, yeah. Out. Alliteration. Way back Wednesday.
Which one's Tuesday?
Turn back time Tuesday?
If I could turn back time.
Ding, ding.
I'm going to change that. And Larry... I just got a note from Larry Stevens, who is one of the... stars people. Featured in that photo,
yes.
Said he had long forgotten about this particular photo, so he was very glad to see it.
Well, I looked at it.
He was the PD. I was the MD at the time.
And what a
program director, music director.
That was sent to me.
Jeremy.
The subject line said, Babyface Rich.
Mm. Rich, you had the best hair.
It's very versatile, isn't it?
And it was very curly.
It's very curly.
Yes.
We've seen him shortly coiffed. I mean, this guy, man, is a is a walking edition of...
Of what?
In Style magazine.
He's a future bobblehead.
A future bobblehead.
Here's Chris.
Hi.
Hello, y'all, Greg, Joey, Jay, and Emily. Since you've been having such a wonderful morning this morning, Emily, I'll tell you about what my cat did the other day on Sunday afternoon. Me and my father got back from running the Eastbrook Flea Market to look at the flea market, and he was already up on top of a trash can that's right in front of where he parks his vehicle, and before he could even turn the keys off, turn the ignition off, and turn the engine off, he already jumped on top of the hood of the truck, looked at us through the windshield, came over to his side on the driver's side of the, and was trying to get inside the truck as he was getting out. My dad had to hold his hand up in front of him to stop him from climbing into the truck. Yeah, and then he shut the door. He was still on the rearview mirror, and he crawled along the side of the windshield gasket there on the side of the window, and was walking down the side of the truck on the window sill.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm scrapping our plans for Chew the Baloney. Let's have you call up with your cutest cat story today.
And if you're interested in seeing the picture, Melissa, why am I saying Melissa? What am I thinking? Emily, I did share it on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I'm your friend, so you just look me up. I'm Chris B., and you can see that.
Well, I want to see it now, too. I want to see this
dexterous cat. Should be able to share it to you, or I can send you a link to that link on my Facebook page, Greg.
You're her Facebook friend, but you're not mine?
I'm on hers, but I can send you a link to it directly since it was a public post, and then you can share it if you want to.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
All right, we'll check that out. Thanks so much for the call. You kept people at a start a little club here or something. Gosh, it's 7:48 already. I don't think we'll have time to play True the Baloney until after 8.
Man. I can see well, that baloney was dropped on the floor anyway.
Yeah, it's the 5-second rule.
From the Fox Business Network, corporate America is reporting upbeat business this morning. Comcast's recent quarter was stronger than expected, helped by its NBC Universal broadcast movie and theme park business and its high-speed internet service. IBM says its Watson artificial intelligence and cloud computing units helped it to a strong quarter, and United Technologies business was also better than expected. Its products include aircraft engines and Otis elevators. Subaru is temporarily shutting down 2 factories in Japan because of a possible problem with its power steering. It's still investigating the issue. The shutdown is expected to last until at least Monday. The plants make various models, many of them exported to the U.S. Target says it will be accepting Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay and contactless credit cards, so you can wave over a reader to pay. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This is breaking news.
This just in. The term breaking news means practically nothing.
This has been breaking news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them. This hour's headlines. Trump and Putin discovered to be half-brothers. This just in, life found on Mars. And Jesus Christ spotted in Tupelo, Mississippi. BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Havana. Havana is the winning word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to repeat that word back to me during happy hour. And we generally, on Wednesday, because we will be at Baumhauer's tonight, celebrating the birthday and retirement of a guy who's done a lot for Montgomery, who is just a Paul Brown.
Oh, I was wondering who was retiring. Wow, Paul Brown is retiring.
Paul's a good guy. He is, I've done a couple of projects with him. He's been working in the court system. He's been basically spending his career helping people. So he's just a great guy. So we are happily faking him tonight at Baumhauer's. We always like to have something to build these Wednesday nights around. So we're doing that for his, he knows a ton of people here. Come and join us.
And the Knights of the Round Table do a really good job of chronicling things, because LaDonna sent us some sweet pictures of you imparting wisdom.
Oh, is that what I was doing?
To Eric and I. Yeah, I was going to say that you were crying, but since you said it like that.
No, my face looked...
It's an emotional time. I'm a ball of emotion.
Ball of emotion.
Again, thank you, Sue Sykes. I don't know how to get in touch. I don't know how to get in touch with Sue Sykes. I'm very big about sending thank you notes, mm-hmm. and not being able to send a thank you note to Sue. That I just want to say. I know she's a listener, and thank you, Sue Sykes. That was very sweet of you.
As I mentioned, we will not have time to do the Seafood Bistro gift card before 8, so we'll do it after 8 with Truth or Baloney. And listen. It's based on actors who have never... The theme is actors who have never won or even been nominated for an Academy Award.
There's Emily Hayes.
Pretty amazing names on the list, and I got to admit, this year I didn't have much rooting interest. It was negative.
Last year we were in the Gary Oldman.
Yeah, man, that was like almost...
It had to be.
Ryan Gosling in the movie First Man received 0 nominations. Yeah. But they should have a category for the actor who does the most damage to his product before it's released.
Kevin Spacey would be the ultimate champion.
Yeah. Spacey. Yeah, because not only with Kevin Spacey, it's not that anything that he's, I don't know what he's going to do in the future, but nobody even wants to show stuff he did in the past. Very little of that is.
And the most incredible Kevin Spacey story from last year was that they reshot that part of the movie. And guess what?
Christopher Plummer
won the Academy Award for the stuff they reshot.
That was absolutely amazing.
And Captain Von Trapp.
And I think in a way, that's justice.
Yes, it is.
But I was happy to see Goosling get snubbed, as they call it.
Good nomination. I mean, it's a big movie.
I read a couple of articles. I actually know somebody with The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh.
And they estimate that his comment that we didn't look at this as an American achievement, we looked at it as a global event, probably cost the producers about $150 million in ticket sales that vanished when people heard that. There was no protest, nobody was carrying signs, nobody was doing anything, wearing hats, just said, I'm not going. And that's how it works. It's great. I got a great next-door neighbor. Not so great. I banged into his car one morning trying to avoid another animal galloping down the driveway.
Galloping down the driveway.
No, there were two. It was a mother deer and a doe, if I'm not mistaken. But they went by so fast. They're fast. When they're running, when they're making a break for it, they are fast.
They sure are.
So in the ultimate small world story, I left a note on his car, and then I called Donnie Turner at 9 o'clock and said, guess who's here? He had needed some other work done. So, and I said, please convey to him just how awful I feel. The damage was very slight.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to say, hey, I got a body shop that will make your car look as good as new, maybe better, because he already knew that and he was there. I love that. I mean,
that's cool.
It happened. I can't change that, but the outcome was great. A little additional work that needed to be done.
We got to get you a street light over there, you know?
Next time I see the mayor in the building, I'm going to say, put one here, please.
Yeah.
Or I can have Mr. Lecter run out of light.
The flange, too.
But that is the standard of Montgomery Paint and Body. Everybody else attempts to reach their standard, but I don't think anybody quite does, because it was, you know, the original is the best. Brandon and Donnie Turner, his dad, if it doesn't pass inspection, it doesn't go back to the customer until they've checked every detail coming and going. When you bring your car to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number's 27 Rec with a W. As we close in on Fox at 8, let's see who needs MPB right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.